This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, 855-993-7569. If you've got something on your mind, you can certainly send me an email. You can ask me a question on Facebook, or the most expedient way is just to give me a holler. And I hear people say, well, what if someone heard me? Well, if they heard you, they're interested in the program and they're interested in the content of the program, and you can disguise your voice and you don't have to use your real name. You can... Besides, nobody can hear anybody on cell phones anyway, right? Who is this? Can you hear me? Can you understand me? Do you have any idea who I am? Alrighty. Speaking of which, I got an email from somebody that I thought I would share with you because you know how much I adore Facebook. Actually, I do adore Facebook for the program. And that was really one of my affiliates said, Joy, stop being a bigot. This is really useful for your program. And talking at the Talkers Convention over the weekend, that nobody calls anymore. They don't call any of the talk shows. Everybody texts or Facebooks or tweets or Twitters. I like people on the other end of the line because then I can ask follow-up questions and get more data and make sure that you understand. Because I can hear, and when you're saying, okay, and don't, you know, it didn't get through. So I can take another whack at it. All right, so this is a listener sent me this. As I do not have Facebook, I try to make friends following the same principles. So every day I go out in the street and explain to walkers-by what I ate, how I feel, what I did yesterday, what I'm currently doing, what I plan to do tomorrow. And I distribute pictures of my husband, my kid, my condo, my car, pictures of myself washing the car, and of my maid doing her housework. I also listen to their conversations and say, I like. It works. I already have four persons following me, two cops, a psychiatrist, and a psychologist. Do you not love that? I like that a lot.
That's good.
All righty. So the idea, that's one of the things I said at the conference. I'm old enough to remember that when selfish was bad as opposed to selfie, which is good. And I told you that my group that I vote for theater sent out a mass email before our reception that said no selfies. And I agree. I mean, selfies aren't about the celebrity. They're about you saying, oh, look who I'm standing next to. They're a pain in the neck. So. And those damn sticks, you get hit with them. And especially in the city where people are always taking these, they stop traffic. Now, hopefully this is a short-term phase. I don't have the feeling that it is. And I told you about the baby that I met for the first time when he was about maybe three or four, well, no, it's a little older than that, maybe 6 months old. He's now basically about a year and a half. And he has a silly grin all the time because he's so used to having his picture taken. A whole bunch of narcissistic kids. All right, it'll keep me in business. Alrighty, so let's talk some more about excuses for bad behavior and saying, I didn't know I was drinking, I didn't know the gun was loaded. How about, no one's even mentioned, thank goodness, I come from a dysfunctional family, it's not my fault. I told you, I sat next to the person who came up with the idea of global warming. And he even said at the time that he didn't look at a large enough sample, that we now know it's global change, not global warming per se. But the term dysfunctional family, I read in the article, because what everybody does is they take the headlines and don't look beyond. And the idea being that 93% of all families are dysfunctional, and no one has ever met the other 7%, so... And even if you're, I mean, think about it. If your parents were really loving and never criticized you, then you never leave home. So what is a functional family? All right, let's go back to bad behavior. Manny, you haven't come up with any example of bad behavior of your own, or are you just not willing to share it with us?
I can't really think of anything in particular. Maybe that can be an excuse.
Yes.
I can't think of any.
It's too embarrassing to share with you. That's a pretty good excuse. I would tell you my worst secret, except it's just too horrible. You wouldn't love me anymore. That's a pretty good one. I just made that up, but it's pretty good, don't you think?
Kiana says, because I can. This one is for behavior they are about to do instead of after the fact. See, double points for worst excuse.
Yeah. Oh, I told you one of my favorite sort of pickup lines, which sort of falls into the category more or less of bad behavior because it's global behavior, which is I always compliment beautiful women on their brains and smart women on their beauty, and you're so smart. That was double credit. I knew he was too slick for me. You know, I couldn't deal with that. Because you had to think the whole thing through first. All right, keep going.
Krista says, boys will be boys.
Yeah, yeah. Although I have a friend who years ago said to me that men get away with a whole lot of really lousy behavior because women allow them by saying boys will be boys. I agree. That's a really... That's a despicable one. I mean, it's demeaning no matter how you look at it. Good one. Good one.
Miraj says, he asked for it.
Reminds me of the guy. This is a true story. When I first started my career in Boston, I did a lot of work in prisons. I guess because they were pretty accessible and I was interested in it, and that whole issue about prison reform was... unfortunately, was a bigger deal then than it is now, and it should be a bigger deal now because prisons are even more overcrowded and racial discrimination is even worse. But the guy said he was in prison for life, for murder. And he said, it wasn't my fault. The guy moved his heart in front of my knife. This is a guy who should probably be in prison the rest of his life. He takes no response. He moved his heart in front of my knife.
Wow.
All right, what else you got?
And then the last one here from Alan is, he just says, it's just the way I am.
Yeah, like it or not. You know, love me as who I am.
Hate me or love me.
Well, you know, taxi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That or how about I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Or here's my favorite. We could also do one of lame excuses. Although these were all lame excuses. This is my favorite. Ready?
Okay.
I'm sorry you feel that way. And that's supposed to be an apology. It's not.
Or how about?
You're having a great time with this, I can tell. All right, lay it on me.
How about sorry for the inconvenience?
Yeah. Whoa.
You could use that one for a lot of different things.
I got stuck in an elevator for 45 minutes, and they said sorry for the inconvenience, and I almost took his face off. That's not an inconvenience. That's a life-changing event. I'm claustrophobic, yeah. Or on the subways. We're being held by the dispatcher for the next hour and a half in a tunnel with smelly people who are freaking out. Sorry for the inconvenience. Let me show you inconvenience. Yeah. All right, here's my favorite. I would do overused words, except I don't think I could listen to a whole list of every overused word of the last 3 years. Transparency. Right? The overused word of the conference, which I swear to you, if one more person had said it, I was going to, I don't know, bean them or something, which was authenticity. You have to be authentic. And the reason you have to be authentic is because the millennia folks can tell hypocrisy. Like the rest of us can't. What do you do, practice sincerity in front of the mirror? Authenticity. You have to be authentic. I mean, how could you not be what you are? You may be a lousy version of it. You may be inconsistent, but what else are you going to be? Or it is what it is. All righty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of Bee Spa Hand and Foot Cream. Bee Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. Bee Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but Bee Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. Bee Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. Bee Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order Bee Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at beespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro 1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Linda, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi there. How you doing?
Doing good, Linda. What's on your mind?
I defied all odds by, first of all, being a 43-year-old first-time bride. And I have found the love of my life, and I've been married for 2.5 years. My husband's first wife was... clinically depressed, had a lot of emotional issues, and passed away due to suicide, and left him with their 3 children, which were teenagers at that time, and that was about 5 years ago. Where I come into the picture is I come from a close-knit family. I know what it looks like to have a mother, because I had a mother present in my life, and yet I've never seen a stepmother, and the word stepmother to begin with conjures up all kinds of ugly.
Snow White, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. I can't be Mrs. Brady because the children, you know, I'm not a mother role to them. So I'm struggling with what my role is and how not to get my feelings hurt when I go the extra mile doing things that a mother would do, and it's either not reciprocated or acknowledged, or I don't know.
Well, honey, maybe instead of thinking about yourself as a mom to stepkids, and they, especially if they're, how old are they now?
20, 22, and 24.
Okay. All right, let me give you the abstract statement, then I want to hear specifics from you. Instead of thinking of yourself as a mom doing something for the 23-year-old, think of yourself as a friend doing something for a 23-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because when you do things for your friends, presumably sometimes, let's say that you went and bought a pocketbook for your friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, gee, thanks, you know, I already have one just like it, or... you know, it's not really my style, or it's too much money, or what, you know, all the things that are not particularly gracious. You probably, I mean, you wouldn't be thrilled, but you'd probably say, well, okay, we can take it back, or look, next time, why don't we shop together? Or, gee, I guess I should have asked you first. In other words, that you wouldn't feel warm and fuzzy, but you probably wouldn't be offended.
Right.
So, and I think once we get the kind of motherhood role going on, and if your mom's still alive, I'd go talk to her, because there are things she did for you that you were not gracious about that cut her to the quick. And she, so it's not that you're the stepmom and you're doing things and the ungrateful little monster isn't being appreciative. It's also that even when our biological children cut us to the quick as well, she just didn't talk about it very much. Or
okay.
She did, you weren't as aware of it. Give me an example of something you've done for one of the kids that you didn't feel was reciprocated and you got your feelings hurt.
Well, let's see. Giving them financial presents and gifts that were never thanked.
Oh, that's easy. That's really straightforward. Let me do two things for you on this one. The first is to understand that a gift can only fall in one of two categories.
Mm-hmm.
Only two. Even for me, who always comes up with a third. One is it's a gift, which means you do it because it pleases you to do it. Period. The other is a contract. A contract says if then. I'll give you this if you then write a thank you note, or if you then give me a present back, or if you then say thank you. All right? That's a contract. Now, do I think when someone's given a gift, they should say thank you? Yeah, that's good manners. But that's not the point. A gift is either I'm doing this because it pleases me to do this. And independent of your reaction, I've already gotten my money's worth out of it because I chose to do it and it made me happy. How you respond to it, completely up to you. Interesting, but not relevant to my action. Or the contract that says, look, you little brat, I gave you something. You don't say thank you, you're not getting something again. Now, either is okay. Either is perfectly legitimate, but you can't confuse the two. You can't give somebody a gift when it's really a contract. You can't say, here, this is for you, with the understanding being, and if you don't say thank you, you're never going to do it again. Because if it's a contract, you have to make the contract obvious. You have to say, here's the deal. I seem to be giving you presents. You don't say thank you. I assume it's because it's not large enough or the right color, or the right size. Therefore, next time you get a card. And if you're feeling like you want that this is valuable, then you have to acknowledge it. You have to let me know.
Well, and if that's truly the case, and I'm not disagreeing, because I am agreeing, if I, let's just say on the simple matter of birthdays, I give birthday presents.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's reciprocated, not even a card on my birthday.
But again, that's a contract. Then the issue is either I'm giving you a present because it makes me so happy to give you a present that the totality of the experience has concluded once I've given it to you. Or the deal is that this is a contract. I'm giving you a present because I think highly of you, and I will only continue to think highly of you if you reciprocate by giving me a present on my birthday.
Is that wrong?
I said, you know, 3 minutes ago, neither is wrong or right. It's just you can't make one the other. If the deal is, I'm going to give you a birthday present because you're important to me, but you're only going to continue to be important to me if you demonstrate that I'm important to you by giving me a present on my birthday, then you have to make that obvious. You have to say that's the deal. And it's perfectly okay to do it. It's not okay to work on that philosophy without expressing it, because then all you're going to get is hurt feelings and everybody unhappy.
And do you have that conversation? Do you address it before birthday?
Yeah, I mean, it makes the most sense to do it. And what you can say is, here's the deal. And I would not send it as an email blast, because you'll just get everybody in the family mad at you. You'll start a war. But what you can do, and there's another way of doing it, which is, let's say that for the last 2.5 years, you have given the three charmers presents on their birthday. Okay.
Right.
There's also a subtext here, which I'll get to in a minute. And they have never given you one. So on their next birthday, either don't acknowledge it, or just send a card, or whatever, and presumably one of them will say, hey, I didn't get anything from you on your birthday. And you can say, oh, yeah, I thought about it, but it seemed to me it wasn't an important event for you because, number one, you never said thank you, and number two, I never got anything on my birthday. That only works if you do it in that tone of voice. If you say, look, you little monster, you never bothered to send me a thank you note, and you were so rude, and you've never given me anything, then it won't work. It has to be, oh, well, gee, this was my assumption, because if then... Yeah, and the idea being that you're not giving somebody a lecture. You're just pointing out the logic as you see it, the internal consistency of, if I gave you something that was valuable to you, then you would acknowledge that, wow, this is great, and I may have missed. I may have given you something that you didn't want or didn't like, or... For some reason didn't sit well with you, and you didn't want to be a hypocrite, so you didn't want to say, wow, thanks, because then maybe I'd do it again. So you either decided you didn't want to hurt my feelings, so you weren't going to say anything, and I don't want to put you in that position. I'm trying to honor you on your birthday, so I don't want to put you in a position where you feel that you either have to be a hypocrite or I've hurt your feelings. So until we can figure out how this works better, I just won't do anything, because I'm only trying to honor you. But you have to do it without a shred, a scintilla, a drop of self-pity or whining or anything else. You just have to make it, gee, this seemed to me that I didn't want to do this to you. And or that we're both grown-ups and I didn't want to have to make you feel that, gee, if I send you a card, you have to send me a card. So maybe what we do is just give each other a phone call. I mean, the idea being that you can explain your logic, but you shouldn't try to make anybody feel guilty or scold anybody, right? All you're saying is, here's the logic. Explain to me what I should do differently. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
Thank you, Jacob. Manny, can you sing?
Nope.
Okay.
That was a very profound no.
that was not even an excuse for bad behavior. That was just clear, not even messing around. Do you do karaoke when you've had a couple of beers?
It'll take more than a couple beers.
But you've done karaoke, haven't you?
I've done it once, yeah.
See, watch out about being around a psychologist, right?
It took quite a few beers, though.
Quite a few beers.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everybody loves your voice, so even if you can't sing, you can just talk us through it. All right, so let's do a program director. Now that I'm completely distracted, is from the initial. All right, let's go.
This person wanted to remain anonymous, and
okay. They
say, Dr. Joy, how are we psychologically manipulated and divided by language, labels, and semantics? How can we better recognize and resist manipulation with a hidden agenda?
Good question. There was a book written, in the 50s called The Hidden Persuaders, about advertising and how, for example, stores would put, and they still do, put grab items close to the cash register where you have to stand in line, and that supposedly the Coca-Cola ads had a skull, or liquor ads, if you look carefully at the ice cubes, they look like skulls, which the idea being that people who are depressed would be drawn to drink because it would deal with their depression. It's a fascinating book. I don't know how much it's used anymore, but at the time it was just earth-shattering. It was just one of those things that everybody felt that they would, supposedly there were subliminal messages in movie theaters that were 10 seconds, which is shorter than it that the brain can pick up, but the eye can do it, that would say things like thirst, and you would go and buy Coke, and that they'd done all these studies that suggested when they did it that the sales of soft drinks at the concession stand would go up like by 60%. So if you haven't read it, was it Vance Packard? I think that was the person's name who wrote The Hidden Persuaders. It's worth looking at because it was really the first major study of the fact of exactly what you're talking about, of things, subliminal suggestions, things that are below, sub obviously means under, liminal means the line. So it's underneath the line of our consciousness. So we're influenced by it without being aware of it. So we're not able to evaluate. And that's the whole idea of it. All right, so language. It's one of the reasons, let me just give you some classic examples. While in the 80s that women used the word Ms., M-S, as opposed to Miss or Mrs., and it got a lot of scorn and a lot of tusking, and it's not really, I think it's fallen out of favor to a certain extent, although when I fill out a form or a survey, it gives me Miss or Mrs. It never gives me doctor, which really irritates me. So more and more women are just using their first and last name rather than Mr. Mrs., Miss or Mrs. But the notion of Ms. was that we're making a statement that your marital status is irrelevant to your personhood, that men have only one distinction, really, other than because the rest are titles that you've earned, right? That you have a PhD or a doctor, but your marital status is unclear if you're called Mr. If you're called Miss or Mrs., it is a clear designation of what your marital status is, and women didn't want to be defined by their marital status. And they said the term Ms., because it's a bit unwieldy, got a lot of hassle, but it's a very good example of exactly what you're talking about, of how does language influence how we behave. At the conference, they were talking about millennials and that you have to use their words, and I'm saying, you don't have to use their words, you just have to understand their words. And the best example I can give you was from my adolescence. And we're talking about making out with somebody. And my mother, I don't think she actually slapped me, but it clearly entered her mind. Because for her generation, making out was having sex. For my generation, making out was kissing. Hooking up for my generation means something completely different than for my daughter's generation. So language does influence and reflect where we are as a society. Using the B word, not to mention some of the other words, it not only separates us by generation, but separates us sometimes by class, by the word. There was Ebonics, and the idea being that people were designating themselves as being in a certain class by their use or misuse of traditional English, the word isn't versus ain't. So the idea being that language is a reflection and a sometimes subtle, sometimes not so subtle reflection of age, class, race, sex, status, education, sometimes religion, labels. And labels are really the specification of language, that we label somebody in, for example, a third world country. What does that mean? Or let me give you a very common example, that we went from Negro to Black to African American. Those And each of those terms, in theory, were talking about the same ethnic group, but had completely different kinds of connotation in terms of when they were coined, when they were popular, who used them, not to mention the N-word that we don't use, which is unacceptable in certain circumstances, acceptable in certain, depending on who's using it and who's and what the context is. When I talk about doing jokes on the air, one of my restrictions is if you're going to tell an ethnic joke, it can only be on your own ethnicity. So within a group, the rules are very different than outside the group, and that's one of the points of language and lingo and jargon. It's also one of the points of labels, is that within a group, different rules are followed as opposed to outside the group, and that's part of how we differentiate between who's in the in group and who's in the out group, including things like secret handshakes and words that people use. There was a very interesting article that was written about 15 or 20 years ago, I believe it was a New York magazine. No, it was New Yorker. It was New Yorker, talking about how for most of human history, the underclasses had aspired to talk and look and dress like what was called their betters, which just meant people who had more money and more status than they did. And then somehow in the 60s, and maybe it was the oppositional defiant disorder of Vietnam, of that middle-class kids, instead of trying to aspire to sound like upper-class people, began sounding like ghetto. So they dressed that way. The vocabulary became that way. The music. So instead of underclasses, whatever that means, trying to aspire up, that people were aspiring down for the first time in the history of people keeping track of those kinds of things. So all of these are really ways of reflecting, not only because, and we're not talking about necessarily one group as the Hidden Persuaders was. Hidden Persuaders was talking specifically about advertising and how people convinced you to buy things that you didn't necessarily want or need. My first popular book, which is called Nobody's Perfect, was a whole examination of the fact that in our society we're taught that everybody else is perfect and we are not, and therefore if you buy this kind of soap or use this kind of toothpaste or use this kind of deodorant or use this kind of car or drink this kind of soda, that you will become lovable and acceptable. So, and that's advertising subliminally using all the things you're talking about, language, labels, semantics. But society does it as well, and it, because society is doing it as opposed to a particular group, it evolves and changes over time so that you have words, I'm trying to think of a word, there was a word that I was sort of appalled by that was used over the weekend, which I decided not to use on the air because it's really tacky. But the idea being that we use words in different contexts. I'm just trying to think. I was talking with somebody today about cell phones, and I was walking from room to room, and I said, "Remember when we used to call cell phones mobile phones?" And we did. We switched from calling them mobile phones to cell phones to cells. So, good question. If you haven't read it, go take a look at The Hidden Persuaders. And if you haven't ever read Machiavelli's The Prince, read that as well. They're liberal education that will get you very far and doesn't even cost you a college education. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight.
B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
5993-7569. This is a topic that we looked at a while ago, and it kind of got lost a little bit in our, you know, in our day-to-dayness. But I think it's a really important one, and I sort of put it up because I just seen Frank Langella, who's on Broadway right now, and The Father, and I just saw him in I just trying to remember the name of it. It's Euthanasia. Trip to Oregon. I'll think of it in a minute. It's about euthanasia. So let's talk about that.
So we had, because so we asked people, you know, what their thoughts were on right to die, to be specific. And the first one is from Matt. Matt says, if we can have legal abortion where an adult decides to end the life of a baby, why can't the adult end their own life legally?
Well, there are more and more states, or at least some states, that are going to it. So, I hear what you're saying.
And then Nancy says, I'm a registered nurse in Massachusetts, and I practice in the field of hospice. There's a certain dignity that is afforded to a person when we respect their decisions regarding their life's journey. As a nurse managing managing opiates for pain relief, my assessment should never be tainted by my perception of someone's pain. Their pain is their own, and I document the symptoms they report and those that I can see or measure. In that vein, who am I to decide when enough life is enough? I do my job well and feel that my patients do not overtly suffer physically, but mentally anguish but mental anguish and spiritual pain is often far more distressing. So if I could help a mature, competent individual carry out their end of life when they decide it should be, why not? I would happily walk alongside them and educate them to make the decision that is right for them. Each life is as different as the individual living it and should be honored and respected as such.
Yes, I absolutely agree. It's there was this really heartbreaking story, which is not only heartbreaking, but the word suspect isn't probably fair, but of an 85-year-old guy in Florida who shot his wife because he said she couldn't afford the medications that he was retired and was on fixed income, and he had to decide between food and medicine, and the neighbors are up in arms about it, and he's being charged with first degree murder because they said she had some arthritis, but she was out in her garden, and so it's a really tough issue. And when professionals such as our respondent are involved, I think it makes everybody can take a deep breath and understand that there are procedures and that there are there's protocol and there are structures in place that protect everybody. But having just gone through part of this journey with my friend, of just saying to her, look, if this is about you, not about anybody else, you don't have to stick around to make anybody feel better. And if you're done, I know you're a fighter, and if you want to stick around, we'll all fight with you. But if you're done, go do what you need to do for you. As a society, I think we're moving in that direction. That euthanasia has been going on for a very long time. It's just that it was always covert. It was always sort of secret. And as I said, I was in medical school, which is what, about 20 some years ago now. We all had an agreement, a bunch of us, that if any of us ever got in trouble, that we would help each other. Unfortunately, I've lost track of most of those people. But when you see somebody that you love who is in pain and losing the fight, and as she says, it's not a decision for anybody to make for you. It's a decision you make for yourself. But having gone through it with a number of people, and one fairly recently, all I can tell you is to be aware of the issue of hooking somebody up to life support. And I think all of us, I have a living will, and I would encourage everybody not only to have a living will and a power of attorney, a medical power of attorney, but also to have a will. It's amazing how many people do not have a will because all of us figure we're going to live forever, so we don't really need one. But having watched that decision of people who can't let a parent or a spouse or whomever go, and so they hook them up to life support, and the question is, for how long and to what purpose? And if you think hooking somebody up is tough, let me tell you about the decision to unhook them. It's just a soul-wrenching decision. And so these are things, I mean, nobody really likes to think about it, but either you think about it or you get caught with nobody having thought it through. And of the two, that thinking about it for a day or two and getting everything in order may give you a little bit of a stomach ache for a day or two, but then it's done. And if you don't, you're leaving a huge burden for people who may or may not be consistent with your beliefs, who may or may not be able to do what makes sense to you and to honor your wishes, and also just a huge burden on their shoulders. So it's you know, I know you think, oh, she's talking about really depressing stuff, Harold. Well, it's only depressing if you don't do it, that we all have an expiration date written on our forehead. We're just not clear what it is. And since these things can come up rather unexpectedly, then just think about it. Just take a day or two and decide what your wishes are. Make sure that someone knows. Make sure that, I think you can actually print a medical power of attorney from the internet. Make sure that somebody knows where it is and that it's authorized or notarized or whatever you need to do, witnessed, and take care of it. Then you don't have to ever worry about it again. And nobody else has to worry about it again. Because if you don't, then somebody's going to have to worry about it for you on your behalf. And that's not only burdensome for them, but may not be at all what you had in mind. So, all right, Manny, are you clear? You're going to go home and do a medical power of attorney this afternoon? It is one of those things. Yeah, I did some work with State Farm some years ago about life insurance. And it turns out that something that I think only 20% of the population actually has life insurance, which means it's because all of us think, oh, well, you know, we'll do that next week, or, you know, I'll do it when I make a little bit more money or whatever. The point is, if we all knew that, you know, well, July 18th, 2094 is going to be my last day on this earth, then we could plan and we wouldn't have to do anything until July 17th. 2094, but lamentably, that's not exactly how it goes. So, take care of business, folks. It's part of being an adult. Alrighty, I think that we did those.
Yep, that was the.
And they're both. I'm trying to remember the name of the Frank. I will find it. It's called something. It's a pun on euthanasia, but it's. Let's see if it's called youth. Youth in Oregon. See, I got close. Youth in Oregon, right? Very good. Frank Langella and my friend Bob Hogan is in it as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.